Welcome to today's free live online event, sponsored by Hay House and Balboa Press. And now, please welcome the host of today's event.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, everyone, from around the world, wherever you are listening from today. I welcome you, and I thank you for joining me on my first live online event with Hay House. I am Barbara Andrews, and I am a new author with Balboa Press. My book is titled Angel Works, Soaring from Abuse to Love, Forgiveness, and Enlightenment. I actually first started writing this book on April 11th of 2011, and it took me less than a year to complete it. I've always known that I wanted to write and wanted to help others in a spiritual way by me using my life as an example. Some of my past accomplishments has been involved with helping the poor when I worked at the Ray of Hope Mission Center, which is actually in Port Deposit, Maryland. I also have worked in the health field for almost 30 years now as either an aerobics instructor, physical therapist technician. I led exercise classes for seniors. I did personal training and nutritional consulting, and also was the director of fitness for Greenhouse International. That was actually from 2005 to 2007. And what I did there was I basically oversaw everything. I was a personal trainer, managing, consulting, everything involved with exercise infomercials, particularly with the Beam. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of that. But I remember my boss informing me that the infomercial on the East Coast had better ratings than the infomercial on the West Coast because of its authenticity. And this job, I actually went into school. Well, actually, from that, I got laid off from the job, and then I ended up going to school to become a massage therapist, which is now my full-time career. And what I've noticed, that working in the massage therapy field, it's allowed me to become more involved with energy, spiritual energy, feeling spirits, seeing spirits, hearing spirits. I actually grew up Roman Catholic in a Roman Catholic family, and I had six brothers and sisters, one mom, one dad. My father sexually abused me as a child between the ages of 3 and 5, so I didn't actually remember it then. It came back, you know, that came something forward when I was an adult going through therapy, which I describe a lot of that in the book. I later married a man who was controlling and abusive towards me in every way but the physical. We were together for almost 17 years. We had 3 children together. After our first child was when I noticed some of his manipulative ways. We separated in 2001, and then we were divorced in 2003. The children are now all grown adults. And then I want to just tap into the book of my angel works and what it's about, the purpose of the book. So my book, Angel Works, is really about helping people. You know, it's about helping all people. Because I believe all of us, you know, at some point in time have been hurt by another person, you know, in some way, shape, or form. You may or may not have been sexually abused. You may or may not have been emotionally or mentally abused. But the purpose of my book is to help guide others, to help others, you know, not just know that we have spiritual beings living inside of our human body, but to use that spirit being that lives inside of us in making decisions in our life, in all parts of our life. The second purpose to my book that coincides with the first, you know, is to have love and forgiveness for everyone, but especially for our own selves. And it's important to be able to truly have love and forgiveness for ourselves first in order to be able to have a love and forgiveness for others. It all starts with us. Throughout life, I noticed that there were times that I could see things happen before they happened. I was 19 years old, before, this was before I got married, before I even met the man that was I was going to get married to. I saw my children before they were born. It was just like a vision just popped, you know, right there in front of my head. I could see these three kids, two boys and a girl. And I didn't quite know where the girl played in there. I just knew I was going to have three children, and they were all going to be close together in age. And that excited me, and I couldn't wait for that to happen because I knew I wanted to be a mom, and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, which I did too. When another vision that I had, you know, when I was very young, it was around the age of two or three, I just had this sense and this knowing that I was going to help others in a spiritual way, you know, in a pretty big way. I could feel the me within me, like the spirit being that's inside that little girl, you know, that little body when I was two, 3 years old. And coming into this life, I knew, you know, there were going to be difficult times in living under the conditions of a controlling parent, which was my dad. And I felt spirit speak to me about that too. And they told me that I was going to be okay, that I was going to be protected. I felt like, for me, I felt like an outcast in my own family because I was afraid and I was shy. I was petrified to talk and to share my voice and to just voice myself. I was too afraid because of fear, you know, from my father. Because I saw how he also treated others, like my mother and my siblings back then. And for the longest time, I actually had a hatred for my father. But, you know, even then, I knew that I wanted to come to have a love and forgiveness for him and for everything that he did to me and to my family. Through all of this, you know, through the marriage and when I was a little girl and being able to see things ahead of time, my gift of sight, it's something that we're born with. You know, my spiritual gift is sight, and it is something that has saved me and helped me throughout my life as a child with a victim of sexual abuse. And then again, that gift has helped me during my marriage when I was a victim of the abuse for all those years to come. Before I was married, you know, I had a vision that the divorce was going to happen when I was dating that man, that I was supposed to marry him. But yet I knew I was going to be divorced from him. But being that I saw this information, I trusted that information, and I surrendered to this information, to spirit, whether that spirit was from outside of me guiding me or my own spirit being that's within me. And as I said, like, we are born with a spiritual gift. And what are they? They are the five senses, you know, that we come into this world with. Our sight, our hearing, the smelling, our tasting, and our touch. Now, even though some may be born without that physical sense, such as sight, if someone has been born blind, that doesn't necessarily mean that that sense is not their spiritual gift. Because a spiritual gift, you know, they come from spirit and are gifted to us as a spiritual being. So that's how, like, my kind of take on it is from one spirit to another spirit, from a higher being spirit to a white light spirit, you know, which is what we are. My spiritual gift, you know, of sight has shown itself to me in many different ways, through premonitions, through out-of-body experiences, through dreams, and through some of the times that I have meditated. I have also been able to sense a person's energy by talking with them on the phone or even reading an email from a potential client. And it's always very interesting to me how that happens because it's like trying to explain the unexplainable. But it's always been such a pleasant surprise to me, like after the fact when I saw that has come into fruition. When I was going through my divorce, I had a vision that I would be helping men. So back then, you know, when I was going through the divorce and getting separated, I, of course, wanted absolutely nothing to do with men because I just thought they were all just bad, know, anyway, so I was in this thought, you know, going through the divorce and going through and picking up the kids. In my mind, I was thinking, how in the world is that going to happen? Because I don't like any man right now. But I let that information sit in my brain. So it was there. It's not like I didn't believe it. I just wasn't ready to believe it. It was like, all right, fine, whatever, happens, okay. I it's there. I'm going to believe you. But eventually, you know, I of course did, because when I started personal training and massaging people, I'm going to be working with men and women. So that was one way of being able to help men, with through the massage and through helping by training their bodies. And then during my marriage, you know, the visions that I had, you know, they're what helped push me through these rough spots. And some of these rough spots, I'm going to, like, just knowing of having my sight, of being able to see things before they happened, even while in the midst of hell, I was able to get through it. My love for myself, you know, the love for my children, to be able to push through, the ability to be able to see things before they happen, and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I was going to be successful, I'm going to be successful, and I'm going to one day own my own house. I'm going to one day own my own business. I'm going to one day write my own book, and I know that it will be successful. So I had that inside of me when I was going through my rough times. Some of the ways that it has come across with seeing spirits, like people that have passed over. One example was my grandmother. It was my dad's mom. She was deceased at the time. And I remember in the kitchen washing dishes. The kids were in bed. They were either napping or it was at night. They were getting ready to go to bed or asleep. And I'm washing the dishes, and I feel this presence behind me. I'm like, turn around. I'm like, Grandma, is that you? I'm like, I had to turn around a couple of different times. I'm like, I know I felt my grandmother. And I could feel her and kind of sense her walking down the hall and checking on the kids and making sure they're all right. And it was always just a nice, pleasant feeling for me just to know that she's there and kind of like watching out for me and watching out for my kids. It was beautiful. I think that's probably happened maybe two or three different times. But each time it was pleasant. And the time, describing that time when I was, you know, being successful in my own right, you know, like I said, that's what really pushed me through and brought me through any obstacle that I encountered when I was sexually abused as a child, when I was going through my therapy of being sexually abused by a child and living with my husband at the same time going through that. I have many, like, chapters in my book. I have one on meditations and commitment, and I have one on divinity, that's meeting the divine in sleep, that I go into detail. And chapter one is actually titled Before My Birth. So it's like I go into before my birth and me being able to feel me, like the mom, me inside my mother during the meditation. So that's another way that my gift of sight has come through me. That happened in 2008, where I was just meditating. And I didn't put the intention out there. It just kind of like happened. And there I was inside my mom, being aware of the physical me, like, you know, sitting there on my bed, and then bam, whoa, now I can feel myself inside my mom. It was pretty wild to be able to feel the love that my mom had for her unborn child that's growing inside of her right now. An obstacle that kind of happened, a situation that happened for me just this past weekend when my daughter, my youngest, she's 21, and she graduated from college. So we had an event to go to. I had an event to go to up in Grantham, PA, on Friday. She had a baccalaureate thing, and then on Saturday was the graduation itself. And everyone was able to make it, so I made it, and her two brothers were able to make it, and then her father and her stepmother were also there. And it was always the only time that I'm ever around my ex is actually in big events with my kids. And it's always kind of odd and just weird to be around that him only because of my past and the way how he was treated. And I don't really see him being changing that much. Because I hear it from the kids when they tell me examples and situations that happened between them. But so this past weekend, even though it may have been a little bit weird and off, I was still felt, you know, very strong inside of me to just be myself. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to be the loving person that I know that I am. And I'm going to allow my light to shine forward. So it ended up working out well, and we separated just fine, you know. Some of the other gifts, you know, of my sight are, let me see, just a second. My dreams. Like, okay, let me get into it. Not dreams as in when I dream during the middle of the night, but a dream as in owning a house. Because when I was married, I stayed at home, so I didn't work. So that was one of the things that I wanted to be able to do for myself after the fact. When I got separated, I lived with my parents for about 5 years, got a job within a month, like $8 an hour. It's something. But I wrote down all of my dreams on a piece of paper in like June of 2001. And some of those dreams were owning my own house, being able to buy an SUV in cash, becoming a personal trainer, working in the TV field, and being able to speak in front of people and in large crowds, making $20 an hour, making $50,000 a year. And actually all of this, I break it down on how each one of them happened specifically in my book. But those were visions that I could see me doing, and I wrote it down. There's a lot of power in writing your dreams down and just feeling it and knowing it without a shadow of a doubt. It will manifest as long as you're patient and you keep doing and being the best person that you can be, and it will happen for you. For some things, it took a lot shorter time, like becoming a personal trainer. That happened within 7 months after the separation. Working in the TV field and making the $50,000 a year, that happened in 2005, so 4 years later. And then being able to own my own home, that just happened recently in 2010. But those were all things that I could see before they happened. And all of those things are still things that helped me get through some of the difficult times that were going on within my life at that time, dealing with my ex. Some out-of-body experiences is another way my spiritual gift of sight has come, you know, that has shown itself to me. I remember I had my very first out-of-body experience in 2008, and I was reading the Saint Germain series. It was the first book and the second book that I felt the most powerful for me. And in that first book, I actually came like part way out of my body. The torso from up came out. And that was quite an interesting experience. Another time I came out of my body, I was actually in California for a spiritual weekend retreat type thing, again with the Saint Germain. And I actually came all the way out of my body. I wasn't even realizing that. I didn't even realize I was out until I went back in. But when I came out, I saw me the physical body of laying on the bed and feeling me, this spirit still feels short at 5'2", and I could see everything, feel everything, know everything all at the same time. And that was extremely profound for me. Paranormal activity, such as earthbound spirits, and being able to see them and feel them. My daughter-in-law, she actually had some spirits following her, and one of them followed me. Sometimes it has happened in massage sessions when a spirit will show themselves to me. And some of them are absolutely beautiful sessions when that happens. I also feel and sense other people when they're thinking of me. Now, that's a little different. The first time that happened was actually when I was in massage school in 2007/2008. I had a boyfriend at the time, and he, an amazing person, very intelligent, but in my relationship with him, I remember being home, and I could feel him thinking of me. And I thought, that was different. I've never experienced anything like that before. It's like I could see him. It's like I saw a picture of him in my mind. But yet, I could see him having a thought about me. And that was, I don't know, you know, that was just so out there for things to happen and for me to feel energy. Okay, how is everyone doing? I have a few questions that I'm going to go to that some of my readers have asked me about, some potential readers, and then some questions from readers who have actually already read my book. I think I will go into the questions from readers that once they've read the book already. And one of those questions is, you know, when I was abused, you know, did I know that it was abuse? My answer, well, obviously, my question to that one, when I was a child with a sexual abuse, I didn't know because I didn't remember, because that was something that I blocked out, you know, until years afterwards when I was going through therapy. But during my therapy, there was a moment when I would be cleaning my house, you know, I'd have body memories and flashbacks of the event of abuse that happened. And during them, I got clearer pictures of what actually happened, and then it may happen again, and I got another clearer picture, and then it would happen again. It would just become clearer and clearer as each one showed itself to me, and then that was when I knew for sure that it was my father. Another question that a reader has had for me is, you know, how old was I when I first had my memory of abuse? How old were you when you had your first memory of abuse? I was 35. Again, it was when I started going through some therapy and the memories started coming forth more. So significant time later, from the age of 2, 3, and 4, and then when I was later at 35 years of age, and I was actually diagnosed as post-traumatic stress disorder. Another question that one of my readers has asked me is, you know, did my children know about the abuse before I wrote my book? And the answer to that is a definite yes. They knew about the sexual abuse, and they also knew about, you know, about their father with the control. Oftentimes, there were times when the children were little, that I remember them asking me, "Mom, why don't you just get a divorce from Dad?" But, you know, at that time, I couldn't. I was just too scared because I didn't feel confident enough in myself to be able to go forward. Were you, and another question, you know, was from one of my readers, were you ever afraid to leave your children alone, you know, with my dad? Well, the answer would be no, because back then, I didn't know I was abused yet. I hadn't gone through some therapy yet when the children were really little. But I wasn't aware of that, so it never really bothered me. And my mom was always around, so she was the one that was the main caretaker and that would help me and babysit the children. Some of questions, you know, that other potential readers have had are, you know, what is your book about? Which I explained that in the beginning, about helping others be guided by the spirit within, to know that they have a spirit within, and to use the spirit to guide you in all parts of your life, spirit-led, spirit-guided, instead of allowing our body to guide us, or our emotions to guide us, or the mind to guide us, or the heart to guide us. It's about the spirit-led is allowing the spirit to guide your emotions and allow the spirit within you to guide this body that we walk around in, and allowing the spirit to guide our mind with our thoughts, and allowing the spirit within us to guide the heart, because they're all physical things, but the spirit is not. The spirit is one. The spirit is all love. And knows and is ready to give to you, to love you, let the you in you love the physical you. Let's see. What inspired me to write my book, Angel Works? What inspired me to write my book? When I was younger and I was married, there was a church I was going to, and I made friends, really good friends, with this one other girl, and we often would get together and go for walks, and so we would talk, and through the talking, I was telling her a lot about my life, about my husband, and about growing up, and these kind of things, and I remember her telling me and asking me, "You should write a book," and I remember thinking to her and saying to her, "You know what? I am. I will. I don't know when. I don't know when that will happen for me, but I know that I want to write that book." So she was part of that inspiration of when she asked me that question, you know, about doing that someday. And then I had another friend of mine. He would say the same thing. He would ask me, you know, like, "You should write a book." You know, and then I have another friend asking me, "You should write a book." I said, "Okay, well, I am, and I'm going to." But the timing just didn't feel right. So the timing felt right in 2010. And then when I started thinking about it more seriously, and then when 2011 came around, is when I started actually doing the writing. So on April 11th, I'll never forget that day. It was April 11th. One of the questions also that some people like to ask me is what kind of response, you know, do I get that I have had from my readers? And so far from what my readers have been telling me, which is a very pleasant surprise, is that all of them have been saying that it's a pleasant read, it's an easy read, and that they can't put it down. Now, these readers, their age brackets, they can go anywhere between the young 20s up until the mid-30s, and even in their 60s and 70s. I was like, wow, that was pretty impressive, because I've never written a book before, and it's my first one, and then I'm also getting this response, not just from one age group, but from several age groups. And I think that, to me, it just seemed even, I guess, more surprising to some of the younger generation, like my kids' ages. Did I have a support system? Which is another question some of my people, you know, have asked me, potential readers have asked me. Did I have a support system? And if so, you know, how supportive were they? My support system, I would say, was somewhat limited. My children were part of that support system because they believed in me and they knew I was going to write, that I was writing the book. A really good friend of mine, who is one of my male friends, I've known him for quite a few years, and he was always a high support for me and believed in me and helped me in some of my times of, it's taken too long to write it, I don't know what to write, you know, that kind of stuff. But he was great. And then my mom, she knew I was going to write a book, but she didn't really know too much about what it was going to be about until the end, when I went to her and I was talking to her and informed her, you know, what the whole thing is about. And she did support me in that. She's always been able to support me, and no matter what I have done in my life. My mom is a wonderful human being. I'm thankful that she is still around for me to be able to talk to her. Another question was, let's see, did you always know that you wanted to write a book? Yes. I would say yes to that question. So that's a pretty simple answer. What made me self-publish? I've always enjoyed reading for myself self-help books. So that was one of the things that I knew I would want to be able to do for people, is to write my own self-help book and to inspire people and to motivate people to be more, to do more, to dream more, to not give up on their dreams, no matter what has happened in their life, no matter how hard it was or no matter how hard a person thinks that it was, because sometimes we create our own things in our head that may not necessarily be true. So with a self-publisher and with Hay House, I knew of Hay House, so I've read books from authors who were Hay House authors. And I used to think, wouldn't it be a dream come true if I were somehow involved with a Hay House company? And with the business I am in massage and healing arts and spiritual and inspirational type work and emails, you know, how they have the sponsor ad on the side. And I saw Balboa Press, division of Hay House, and I would click on it. I said, this looks interesting. Let me check into that. I'm like, this sounds pretty good. Sent an email to Balboa, got a response the very next day. Actually, I got a phone call the very next day. And that kind of started the roll in with that. But I also have a friend, and he wrote a book. And he self-published. So I feel like I was getting signs. Self-publish, am I supposed to self-publish? This is the big world out there. Okay, well, let me click on this link that I see from Balboa and take it from there. And it sounded good, and I talked with them for probably 30 minutes. And then here we are right now. I am a Balboa self-publisher with Balboa, which is the division of Hay House. Another question that someone has asked me about you know, has writing this book, Angel Works, has that inspired me to write more books? And I say, absolutely, definitely, a strong yes. I actually have 4 more books going around in my head. I started on the second one, but that will take a little bit more time because it's more involved. And I have a book that I plan on writing about with just spirit activity. And then I also have another book that I am thinking about, a cookbook down the line. I would like to do a cookbook. And one more book, but it just kind of left my head because now I don't remember that one. I apologize. I would like to take just a few minutes break. And then if there's any questions that come in, I would be more than happy to answer some questions. Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Welcome back to today's free live online event sponsored by Balboa Press. Please welcome back your host.
Hello, everyone. It's Barbrianne Rose again. I wanted to just go in with a few of my services that I offer and some ways to get a hold of me. I am a licensed massage therapist in the state of Delaware, and that website is spiritualhealingmassage.com. That's all one word, spiritualhealingmassage.com. That's for my traditional services. I also have another website. It is titled goddessoftherose.com. Again, that's all one word, GoddessOf, as in Frank, the, T-H-E, and then Rose, R-O-S-E, goddessoftherose.com. And that's more of a deeper involved light work. I also have the book website, which is BarbaraAnnRose.com. You can go there and you can sign up to receive the blogs that I do. And I have my Facebook fan page. I actually have my Facebook fan page on all 3 of those sites. So people are able to click in and then they can, if they want to like it, they can like it. On all 3 of the sites and my Facebook page, I do my best to post on where I'm going to be. Say, for instance, if I'm going to be somewhere for a speaking engagement, such as I will be on this Saturday, on May 25th, I will actually be at the Big Karma Fest. It's called Big Karma Fest, which is in Hunt Valley, Maryland, and that's really close to Baltimore, and that's at Oregon Ridge Park. It's an all-day event from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., so I will be promoting my massage, the spiritual healing massage service. And I will be, of course, promoting my book. And I also have a speaking engagement that evening at 5:45 for 1 hour, which I am very excited about. That event is indoors and outdoors. So it will be putting the intention out. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful weather day. On the site, you know, I posted I'm going to be in Oregon Ridge. I've posted speaking engagements that I've already done, and then any speaking engagements or vending or where I'm going to be vending in the future. So I got the past and then the future that's going to be happening. So those will all be blogs on all of the sites and on the Facebook page. My Facebook page Barbara Ann Ruth, when you go to the link, you'll find what I like to do every day for myself, you know, and then for my people, is I have a power word. Like today's power word for myself was meditation. And then I like to post this on the Facebook page so other people can see it and they can, if they choose to use that power word for themselves, they can. And I've actually gotten some feedback on people about how they feel, you know, and like how they have used it for themselves. And I also sometimes will post on my Facebook page, you know, little tidbits of information or like inspirational messages for you too. On my social media, I also have Twitter. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, just search Barbara Ann Rose. If you have a LinkedIn account and would like to connect with me with LinkedIn, that's also LinkedIn, you know, /IN/ Barbara Ann Rose. But I'm sure if you just search my name, Barbara Ann Rose, it'll pop up. Feel free to connect with me there. Twitter is awesome. I never thought I would use Twitter, but I actually used, I had a Twitter account for years, for a while, but never really used it. And now as an author, I'm actively using it. And that's exciting to be able to see new followers coming in every single day, sometimes 3, 4, 5 a day. So that's exciting. And let's see, I think I gave you the services. I gave you the website, told you about some speaking engagements. Oh, not only am I doing this local engagement on Saturday, what's extremely exciting for me is I will be in Pasadena, California, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. I actually will be arriving on the 7th and leaving the 11th. But what is so special is that about that is I will be at the Hay House I Can Do It weekend event, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And during that time, I will be doing a book signing. Now, I do not know yet which day and what time that is happening. I will post that on my social media sites when the time comes, when they let me know that piece of information. And so if any of you guys are going to be around Pasadena or in Baltimore, Maryland on a Saturday, I would love to meet any of you. If you do and you see me, let me know, and I would love to give you a welcome hug. I have not too much time left, so I'm not sure how much of a time I have for a transformation story, but I will do my best to get one in. One person that I have in mind that's coming clearly for me is a good friend. He ended up becoming a good friend, not only just a client. So I've known him for quite a few years, and he would have this ongoing thing inside of him, some issues related to his ex and some of his past, but he just wasn't quite, he didn't know how to fit it together. Like there were just pieces of the puzzle, but these pieces of the puzzle were just laying around scattered on the floor, and he didn't know how to pick them up and put them together. Through speaking with me and being with me and some sessions with me or like counseling sessions or through just talking with one another, through all of that and explaining things to me, I was picking up those pieces that were scattered on the floor and somehow I put them together for him. And he saw that. He noticed that and he saw that. And that brought tears to his eyes. And he was just overwhelmed with emotion that now he feels like, thank you, Barb, for putting that together for me. It was very transformational for him. He's a great friend. But he's now come to terms with all of that and been able to put it together. So that's a beautiful thing. Right now, we're getting to the end. We got like 7 more minutes left. And what I would like to do is to be able to guide you through a short meditation. So if you guys could bring on a little bit of music to help us in that, that would be greatly appreciated. Okay, thank you so much. What I would like everyone to do is to close your eyes. Wherever you are, make sure you're sitting comfortably in a chair or sitting on the floor or laying down on the floor, whatever is most comfortable for you. And don't cross anything. So no crossing fingers, no crossing legs, just nothing that. Take a deep breath. Nice cleansing breath. In through the nose. I will do that with you. And then exhale slowly out of the nose. Out of the nose. Do it again. Think of your heart. Breathe in through your nose. Nice, long, gentle, slow breath. Up and in your nose. And then down your body. Through the nose. Inhaling through the nose. And exhaling through the nose. Bringing forth, bringing in love, universal life force, that loving energy. Bringing it in through your breath. And as you take that breath of light and love, taking it down through your throat and down into the heart. Then down just a little bit further into your solar plexus as you exhale that breath through your nose and let it settle there. Do it again. Breathe in. Long, slow breath. Nice and gentle. All love. Down further. Breathe. Feel the you within you. Feel the spirit that is inside of you. Take notice of yourself, of your energy, that energy that surrounds you, envelope yourself, in some beautiful ray of light, color. Red, orange, yellow, blue, pink, and green. Feel the warmth of the rays of the light. The rays of the rainbow. Feel them inside of you and feel them wrapping around all the angels of light and love, wrapping their wings around your body, embracing you, loving you, caressing. Light. Nice breath. gentle wind, the sweet birds that are chirping, the waves of the water, the waves of the water within your own body. Feel it. See it. That it is there, my love and my light to you. Just be silent for just a few moments before we come. Okay, we're going to come on back. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to me today. I wish you many blessings. And don't forget, Barbara Ann Rose, I love you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's free live online event. To learn more about Balboa Press, visit balboapress.com. Thanks for joining us.